Welcome to episode 16 of Blabbering. This week we talk about the ever elusive work-life balance. How are we going to strike it? What do we want to do? Egos versus our love for our bubba. And of course, a little sprinkle of rat infestation in our life. So sit back and enjoy.
Welcome to Blabbering. A week-by-week glimpse into a couple stumbling through life with a newborn.
I'm Tilly.
And I'm Dan.
Each week over dinner,
you'll learn Tilly is quite the feeder.
We'll discuss the realities of raising our baby, talking through the highs, lows and honest confessions of this thing called parenting.
Parenting won't be easy, but let's at least laugh about it.
This is Blabbering.
Okay, so what week are we on?
We are week 17. It's 4 months, 4 months a week, so yeah, 17.
So we've had a little baby girl who didn't have a great last few hours. She's eventually fallen asleep. I'm sure to know she's now awoken just as we've hit the record button. So we're trying to avoid eye contact, which falls back to sleep.
I think our boat might have sailed. Ship sailed.
Yeah.
But maybe her little toys will change now. If not, I've got a boob that will entertain us this time.
She's yawning. She might go. You never know.
We live in hope. Her feet aren't looking purple, so that's great.
Yeah.
But she's got really cruddy between her toes.
So, we haven't had breakfast today, so we don't have any food.
Our food is nothing. Air.
Yeah.
I've eaten today. I had a yogurt.
I mean, I've eaten, I've had like a yogurt drink and then some chocolate peanut.
I had a couple of peanuts too. Well, I had two collagen coffees.
Whoa.
Just to sound like an absolute wanker. I wonder if the collagen that helps my stretch marks at all. Who knows? I had two collagen coffees before pre-workout. Post-workout, I had a little protein yogurt. All about the protein. Before we absolutely ruin it with our Sunday lunch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Do you want to tell them what we have for Sunday lunch?
Well, this week you wanted a pie.
Did, yes.
So, because I know my husband well, I've gone for a mustard leek and sausage pie. Made the filling yesterday. Browned off some nice peppery sausages. Put down the leeks in butter. Made a creamy mustard sauce. Let that thicken up and cool down overnight. And also made a massive pan of cheesy mashed potatoes, and we're going to do a Rice Krispie crunchy topping.
I'm looking forward to the Rice Krispie crunchy topping.
And then we'll have some peas with it. But if you're doing pie and mashed peas, this is the vegetable you have. Peas or cabbage, maybe. But
I think
cabbage.
Sweet corn's not bad.
Not bad. I always think
peas and sweet corn go well together.
I think it's a little too much sweetness.
Yeah, okay.
If you want a tin sweet corn, you can have some. I'll eat sweet corn soon. So sweet corn tastes better than others. Like, if you get the Green Giant, it tastes different at the sweet corn. I don't know what they do to it. I'd eat that out of 10. So that'll be it. And we'll have leftover pudding from last weekend. That chocolate pie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's frozen, isn't it?
It's like an ice cream pie now.
Yeah.
So you've got, like, buttery biscuit base. Chocolate Rice Krispies, salted caramel, chocolate mousse, chocky ganache.
Very exciting.
Do you know what? I might start doing a segment called Fat Dinners or Fat Sundays or something, and just do a little post of like what we have every Sunday. Because we're generally pretty healthy throughout the week, and then we absolutely have a...
You are.
I'm healthy. I try and make you healthy. You're fairly healthy.
Yeah, other than my current sugar addiction.
Which apparently isn't addictive. People say sugar's addictive, but like the nutritionists are like, it's not addictive.
It is.
Is that a serious disease?
Yeah. Just can't kick it.
I think it's like anything, it's a habit, isn't it? It's a sort of like the crutch.
Yeah.
It's your dad tax.
Yeah, my dad tax, or if I ever do anything, any housework or anything.
To be fair, currently, I'm paying you dad tax trying to kill fucking rats.
And I hope it's just one.
Don't they live in packs? I don't know.
They end up being, but they can't.
I mean, let's hope it's one. It's done a lot of damage if it's just one.
Yeah.
It's so, like normal to feel back about saying, ate the sink pipe.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, is that it's trying to find, it's gnawing through pipes to try and get water to drink.
And we wanted to do it humanely. We tried the humane traps. We tried the little plug-in.
Dying now.
Plug-in, like, beepy things, which generally do work. But
yeah, but I'm waging war on this rat.
Yeah.
I'm very close to just sticky sheets.
No, I can't.
Fucking cunt.
Sticky sheets are so cool.
I really hate this rat.
I know, it is horrible. last night was grim. Like, Dan was out last night, so I was upstairs with Bubba. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I could hear this, like, scratching, gnawing noise. I was like, either someone's trying to get into our house. I wasn't fully awake, so I wasn't fully, like, or that fucking rat is doing something nasty. The cool down act, I wasn't sure if he's home yet or someone's trying to get in. Turns out he was just upstairs in the spare room. And so he went downstairs to find it, to sort of, but I scare it off. And then as soon as you're back upstairs, it started again.
Yeah, I even unleashed Fatty to try and...
Well, I think you're right. From now on,
in the basket.
We don't lock Fatty in the living room. Fatty is full roam of downstairs.
Yeah. Well, then the other problem is, like, we're trying to poison the rat, obviously. We want him to go and find the poison and eat it. And if Fatty's, you know, roaming around...
Well, I guess that's what we have to savagery.
Yeah.
I've messaged Pops and asked Pops to come around tomorrow. He's not... Obviously, he never looks at the messages. In a minute, I can message Mum and ask Mum to ask Pops. So I want him to come help me while I do tiling and see if he can film it.
Yeah, I mean, I can just lift the floor.
He used to try and shoot rats in our old house.
Yeah, I didn't think that's going to work.
He just shot at the garage a couple of times. I hope he didn't use... I'm assuming he needs a shotgun. I'm sure he probably did.
I'm sure he just used the air rifle.
Yeah. I remember doing quite a lot of damage, though.
He's got quite a powerful air rifle.
But anyway, he had quite a lot of guns at the time.
I don't think you could do it in our house anyway. Also, I could get the floorboard up where I know the rat is.
Yeah. I would like it not to die, but I think now it has to die.
It has to die.
Like, I would like it to have just been caught with like a mini chat and could have, you know, taken it far away.
It's a rat, though. I'm all for that with mice. I don't know why, but rats.
People really hate rats, don't they? But they do a lot of damage. Like, I don't generally have an issue with rats, but this one's done a lot of damage.
Well, that's the thing. Mice don't actually do that much damage.
They just tend to eat your food. They don't tend to actually destroy stuff. Like
rats
pipes.
Will go through walls.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Mice kind of are usually, it's like a bit of wood here and there.
Mm. I mean, do think people who keep rats a little bit odd.
Don't think reptiles, isn't
it? Saying that, this is a priority to have a rat.
Yeah. And also, I once again had squirrels, so I especially kept a rodent.
Lots of rodents. We have, like, rabbits and stuff. Rabbits and rodents.
Yeah, I had ground squirrels.
I had a gerbil. Called Jack. So that's the boy called Jack.
Oh.
Yeah, then I said that. Their name's a bit weird, isn't it?
Boyfriend, Jack.
Boyfriend.
No, but I can imagine you being like, yeah. This...
I think I was about six. And Jack used to be everything. He ate his plastic running wheel. And then he died quite soon after.
It's not that surprising, to be honest.
No, it's not that surprising, really. I think they're really boring pets. I don't particularly want to get gerbil or hamster like that because they like it. I'd rather get a proper pet.
What are you counting as a proper pet?
Dog.
Well, we've already got that.
Cat.
Yeah, we can do with a cat now, I feel. It was.
Sorry, Greg, but everyone definitely wouldn't lend us Greg with that here.
No.
But Greg is becoming quite a prolific killer now, Greg.
Thought we needed killer Greg.
Yeah, he's killed a lot of birds and mice.
Has he killed a rat yet?
No. I'm sure he could take one on.
Fatty could if the rat was about.
But he wouldn't catch it. He's not fast enough.
And the other thing is he'll destroy a lot of stuff trying to get to
it. Yeah. Cats are more dexterous and dainty.
And patient hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Batty is just the chaser.
Should we just get a cat? Next episode, we got a cat.
This is exactly like the nursery rhyme. The woman who ate a fly.
Yeah, so your cadence again is brilliant.
All right, go on. You sing the whole nursery rhyme then.
I don't want to sing the whole nursery rhyme. It's quite long. Although the one we listened to the other day had a really weird cadence to it.
Exactly. That's the one. That's the only one that I remember. That's what I was singing.
I think it was, okay. I just remember that one was really weird. I really put emphasis on the fact she'll die. Perhaps she'll die.
At the woman who ate to fly. Perhaps she'll die. I'm just like, all right, unnecessary.
Yeah, that's when it's dark. Old school, anyway. Anyway, that's probably enough of us talking about our rat issue. What's happened this week?
Well, you had a proper day at work.
I did. Yeah. I felt more guilty this week. Not guilty, actually. No, that wasn't guilt. I didn't feel guilty. I just missed her more this week.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, my boobs got really, like, very quickly very full. Maybe that's sort of missing, I don't know. The longer they kind of filled up my tits quicker. I don't know how it works.
Did you take your pump?
No. Well, she doesn't seem to like my expressed milk. Actually, that's something we've learned this week. So I'm going to start selling my milk to bodybuilders. So any bodybuilders listen to this, get in touch. I've got loads of milk for you. Loads of frozen milk, full of growth hormone. And you can still be called a nasty bodybuilder. Yeah. So we need to find somewhere. I still not found anywhere. I need this. Where is this black market web?
You just need to start going down to gym changing room and just offer it out.
There's not any proper, like, roided up bodybuilders at the gym I go to.
Yeah.
There's one guy who's got, like, it is like, he looks like a meme for someone who's got leg day. Like, wow. He has got the smallest legs and the largest torso. He's also one of the people that has a very long body and short legs in a way. Which has really not helped us. It's like, he's incredibly wide now, like, really built chest, shoulders back, like, big, very tapered waist, fuck all legs, and they're really short legs. So it just looks bizarre. Like, it looks like he should fall over. Honestly, he should topple over.
Yeah, he's the biggest guy in the gym.
Not just the biggest guy, but definitely one of the biggest guys.
His triangular. That hero shape.
We've also got a lot of, like, young lads who are just starting out in the gym and really wanting to support them, like skinny teenage boys.
Give them a breast milk.
Yeah. Maybe I should start becoming like a bulk feeder, bulk trainer, and I can just, like, put a laugh in. And I could just help people bulk up. I mean, that's where my talents lie. Bulking people up.
So, your first full day at work.
It wasn't really full still.
How much longer are you planning on doing when you go back? In terms of the day. Because how long was it, the day?
I did 9 till, 1:30? And then I did some more work once I got home.
Yeah, so it was again another almost half day, pretty much.
Yeah, I did a little bit of work on Fridays.
So you did a full day's work, but you didn't really do it all that premises.
Yeah.
At the moment. You might just get her on the DVD.
Yeah, my boobs are leaking. All right, Bubba. There we go. All good. Anything exciting with your week this week, Danny?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay, then. Highs, lows, and funnies.
Well, I mean, I guess... It's an interesting one because we've just very much breezed over the fact that you kind of felt guilty, yet you didn't feel guilty, and you keep finding some other things to talk about. So you just keep trying to bring it back to do that.
That's fine. But no, I didn't feel guilty. I just missed her.
Okay.
I was in my car. I should be here. I just missed him. The last week, I just not enjoy being at work. I did. But I sort of was longing to be back with her.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting when I start doing more work. Well, I guess I'm still going to be working from home. It's going to make it easier. So imagine when I'm going to be, like, back in work. We're all packed. I think once you've had your share of growth, you might have seen me much more like that.
Yeah.
Hi, my lovelies. Thank you for listening. Can you please... like, review, and subscribe to our podcast.
Yes, we talked more again about how to try and balance our work life going forward.
Yeah.
To condense or not to condense is the question.
Yeah, and I'm finding it a situation because the industry that I want to work in is going to work for the most progressive in terms of private action and stuff like that. So I'm exactly known for family first.
I think it's an ability to try and figure out wangle it into our work. I think it's an investment as well. It's not funding. And I was saying earlier this week, I think part of us, you know, went to sort of let go of our egos a little bit on top of it. Except that maybe over the next 5-6 years, we don't progress as much as we want to. But we, you know, solidify a really strong foundation in our family. The time our kids go to school, and we can go back to work more if we want to. We built that strong foundation. They built that, you know, they've got very secure attachment in that we're there for them.
Yeah.
So, like, if we do need to work more, we've got that sort of security.
Yeah, and it's very much kind of fighting that urge.
And we'll still only be 35, 36. Like, do you know what? That's still young.
I mean, it's not that long, young in my industry for the level that I'd be at.
It is still young in general. You've got a lot left of your career.
Yeah.
You're kind of your peers. So what? They might be lacking in other areas.
No, I get that. Like, it's this whole thing of comparisons to people. Joy, and then this element of everyone's, you know, when you think about all the variables and people's lives, everyone's very different. And you then combine them, everyone's actually unique. And you kind of think about, you know, your familial makeup, your all these sorts of things, and you combine all those factors of the things that are important to you. There's no one on this earth that is two of the same people, even twins. You know, while they may share a lot of physical elements, there's a lot of other elements that are incredibly different, and so you can't just look and go, oh, you know, they started the same time as I did. But I am just saying that it would be a long way behind versus, you know, had I just sort of grinded it out for over the last sort of 3 years and continued to over the next 3 years.
No, of course, and I get that. And same to me, and it's not that we won't progress it. And also, I mean, that we just move into areas where we can progress still.
No, I think that it just goes back to this element. I think realistically, you're quite far ahead in your career for your age, whereas I feel the opposite. I feel behind in my career for my age. And so the idea of slowing it down hurts me quite a lot. And while I agree with it principally, it frustrates me.
No, I don't know. You totally understand. You say I'm far ahead of my career for my age. And yeah, in some aspects I am.
You're usually the youngest person in the room by about 10 years.
Yes. But that's also because in my industry, we're struggling to get young people. That's quite a stagnant industry.
Yeah.
So I think that's a large reason for it. Well, it's just that I'm an amazing person to progress far.
I think you have managed to progress.
I have, but I think that's partly to do with my skill, my ambition, and partly to do with the fact that my industry is lacking young people.
Yeah, but I also think that for you, you being young is part of benefit and skill because your industry, you know, chefing and cooking is a very habitual thing that people tend to kind of be like, I was taught this way 20 years ago, that's still the way I'm going to do it. And it's like, well, now we need to start thinking about responsible sourcing of food. Now we need to start thinking about carbon emissions. Now we need to start thinking about dietary requirements. And all these people who have been taught 20 years ago just kind of go, I don't want to. And so I think for you, that's been a great benefit.
Yeah. But also, because I'm ambitious, I still am not as far as I want to be.
Yeah. So I think for me, the issue is less so about the idea of slowing down my career and more so the issue of already feeling behind. Hi guys, thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you're enjoying it, please let us know by leaving a review or sending us some feedback. The email is blabberingpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories, any feedback, any news, any thoughts. Also, you can find us on Instagram. The handle is blabberingpod. We're active on there as well, so you could DM us. So yeah, if you've got 5 seconds, please leave a rating. If you've got a bit more, please leave a review. The words are very helpful. And give us a follow. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Alrighty, so do you want to move on to highs, lows, funnies, or do you have anything else to talk about?
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go first while I'm finding mine on my phone.
Okay, so my low would be, what night was it? Was it Monday night?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. And basically, this was when we discovered that my breast milk doesn't keep. So some women's breast milk doesn't keep because it's to do with the proteins.
Yeah.
And so I defrosted a bag of my milk.
Well, we think that's the reason.
Yeah, we try one more time. Because it's been twice we've given her my frozen breast milk, and she's...
So I'm therefore validating the fact that it wasn't that I hadn't burped her as my low for last week, where she just kept being sick.
You didn't hit it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and so both times she's been really sick after. This was my low this week. So it's like a double low, because one, in the moment, you know, we fed her, put her to sleep, and suddenly she's like spluttering and being sick. And we're like, oh God, you know, sat her up, give her a little pat on the back, and this being, boy, it's good to keep her up, take her baby girl off, keep them sick down my back, so I didn't have to take my top off while I was in shoppers. We were both really sick. And we got cleaned up, set her back down, got her back. And then, like, what, 5 minutes later, I was in her...
Yeah, and she gets really sick off it, doesn't she?
And this was, like, through the nose, out the mouth.
Yeah.
With such force, went down through her nappy.
Yeah.
So then, the rest of the night, because I was scared to lie back down again, I just slept right in the sleep. I just had her on me. So she was laying flat down. And so that was a very tired night. And then I felt, you know, worried. And then when I realised that my breast milk, I also felt guilty and bad. Even though I don't know what to do about it, I just still feel bad.
I wonder if there is any sort of stabiliser that you can put in it.
Not really.
Pasteurised your breast
milk. Yeah. But yes, then I felt guilty as well. So I felt worried for her and sad that she was sick. It's obviously not really nice for her to be sick like that.
No, but I think she did.
She's
doing sick,
aren't
they?
Yeah, right, but she absolutely needs some great days off. Once she stops, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was tired. So that was definitely my low this week. Yeah. Again, I felt low, but also smug that I found out my low this week. I was like, tick. So yes, what's your low this week?
My low this week. So what was it that you said to me this morning about the bouncer?
Did I say that bouncer?
When we were talking about the difference between the seat thing and the bouncer.
Slips out of the chair?
So you were saying the great thing about the bouncer is if you're just doing something quick, you don't actually have to
strap her in. Well, as long as she's on the floor. So if she's on the side, you have to strap her in.
So I had her on the floor. And it was Thursday morning, you'd gone to the gym or you'd left for work, and I was there trying to enter the bar. And then I just suddenly heard a thud and a wah, and I spin around.
Oh, baby.
And she's done her like kicking with her legs and just kicked herself out and then just flopped onto the floor. Fortunately, it was on the floor, so it's not very far to fall. But she was then incredibly worked up. Like you've done it as well, though, like you said.
I've not. I said just almost not done it.
No, but you said you don't always fasten her in.
Oh, right, no.
And so that's what I did.
But only the only time I don't fasten her in is if she sat in front of the toilet and I was just staring.
What? She was literally behind me. I was just emptying the bathtub. I was emptying the bath to try and give her a bath.
It can happen to us all.
And so I felt incredibly guilty, and she was there. Crying and crying, but she's very quick to say once she realizes that she's, you know, everything's all right, which is great. Because, like, oh, fuck, this is going to be like 45 minutes. And then within like a few minutes, she's like, oh, not even that. Within a minute, she's like, oh, okay.
Once she knows she's fine, she's absolutely grand. She doesn't.
Yeah, when I just heard the thud, then spun round to see her face down on the floor. It's like, oh my gosh, she's smiling at me now.
It's not what you want to hear.
He's smiling at me now.
Okay, that's a
no. Yeah. And I was just like, oh fuck, I'm just trying to run you a bath. Because she was already a bit touchy. So basically, I put her in the bouncer screening. And I was like, I need two hands for this job. You're going to have to just cry for a few minutes while I get all the shit out of the bathtub so it drains. Yeah. And fill your bath. And then we can put you in and we can chill you out and calm you down. And we'll have a nice bath. And then, thud. And I was like, oh fuck. But now you're all right. You're all right, aren't you? Yeah, smiley girl. Yeah.
Okay, so then I got to do some really good giggles and I sent you a voice note.
Yeah, you did.
And you were like, ugh, why should I send you a voice note? Both of us hate voice notes. Fucking irritated. Voice note.
I mean, I've started to come around a bit more. If somebody's sending me something that is an empathetic voice note, it's nicer. Like, if somebody's sending me something that's... Yeah, baby girl.
Yeah.
If somebody's sending me something about something emotional, it's nicer because you can actually hear tone, you can feel the emotion in someone's voice. If someone's just sending me something in general, like, I don't know, they're just out on a walk and they decide they're just going to record their voice instead of just sending a message, that annoys me. Whereas if it's like, you know, you've told somebody something about you're having a rough day with this or because of that, and somebody actually takes the time to actually speak it to you, you can tell that they're actually emotionally engaged, whereas you can kind of fob people off a message.
So anyway, so I sent you a voice note of me giving her a tickle and her, like, proper, like, giggling. It was very cute. And that was acceptable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got some people that after we've heard a speech, we've never had a good tickle. We're a little, like, rasp blown on the neck, you know. That's my high. What's yours?
My high. Oh, sick. Well, that's exciting. Fortunately, she was just sick over the child benefit form that I still need to submit. So that's a good reminder. Thank you. Yeah, good reminder. Just sick straight over the child benefit form.
Lovely. On that note, your high.
So my high, that's the one that I'm short of. But I think I'm pretty happy to find out that one of my friends from school is moving nearby and he's also due to have a baby daughter in a few months' time. That's quite fun.
Get ready for dinner.
Yeah, when he moves in. Maybe we'll actually go to the house this time, unlike friends that move around the corner. And we did go and see them, even though they're just around the corner. Life's busy. Isn't it, baby girl? Life's busy. Yeah, I think sometimes in this podcast, our tone and pitch and cadence will just randomly change because we decide that we need to be engaged and smile with a little bit of girl. So we might be talking about something that's really negative and we'll be smiling away because she's smiling at us, hey?
Yeah.
Smiling away. So that just, again, adds to the listener experience.
Absolutely.
Along with the adjustable volume because mummy keeps moving away from the microphone.
That's the reality of life. I've got to move because I'm feeding or her.
Or fidgeting.
Okay, I'm fidgeting. You know I'm fidgeting. I'm trying my best. When I notice, I correct now. Okay, what is your funny?
Your funny first.
Oh, my funny first. So my funny this week is, I can't think of one. Can I think of one?
Do you want me to go first then?
I'll put it this week or last week. Where it was just post-recording last week. Who knows? I really enjoyed when we all sat on the sofa and she's just kicking Fatty in the face. Fatty's a dog, if anyone is aware. Or let's sat on the sofa watching some probably trashy action, knowing us. And she was just sat on me and she was there just doing a little booting in his face. And she should not have given less of a shit. She was having a great time. Boot him in the face. And thank God he's so passive. Oh, another high this week. He's had some love notes. Their bond is growing now. This morning and the other day, he'll come close and she looks at him and smiles. And she reaches for his face now.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's nice.
That's nice, isn't it, baby girl?
So our baby couple bond is growing.
My funny, I think it is again, just after recording. I think, did you go to the gym after recording? So it was just me and her there. And I was trying to do some editing or something. Well, you might have been doing some food prep thing. and I got her all cozy. I had her sat in like a nook in the sofa, all set up and cozy. She was asleep for about 15, 20 minutes and then just did her thing. Hey, yeah, you, baby girl. Did her thing where she just wakes up screaming.
Yeah, she loves to do that.
And then just fell back asleep. Like I'm talking 80, 90 out of scream, sort of her normal.
Yeah, she gets really irate. Like wakes up and she's like, how dare I wake up?
But then just goes straight back to sleep.
Yeah.
Did this a few times, didn't you? Yeah, he did. A bit longer each time. And then you suddenly just let out a load of farts, and then you fell back to sleep, didn't you? You were just really gassy in your sleep. And then barked loads, fell back to sleep.
I started this morning, actually, when we were lying next to her. She's taken to really starfishing in bed as well. Just
great.
Spreading out completely.
This is why you need to go into your next thing and stop taking over our bed. Yeah.
She's getting better. Like I said, she's settling now. That's something we didn't speak, actually. You've been settling her.
Yeah.
Off boot.
So sleep training-wise, this is something that's quite a long topic, so I won't bother going into all of it. But there are three main methods if you want to kind of keep the bond quite strong in terms of you can either do like this weird kind of camping out. You can do like this further kind of thing whereby you let them cry for very small periods of time, then keep coming back to see them and try and increasing the amount of time and making sure listening to the cry and being attentive to whether it's a proper cry or whether it's one of the ones where she just goes, wah, wah. Sometimes you do that, don't you? Sometimes you like to fake cry. And then another one is called like, I can't remember all three, but another one's called like camping out, which is effectively what you do is you put the baby in their bed. Yeah, you put you in your bed and then you sleep somewhere that's next to them. And then you slowly move further and further away until the point until you're both in different rooms effectively. And so our transition has started even further away than that, in that she was at the point where she would just fall asleep while feeding on your boob and then you'd take her off.
Mm.
So now you're trying to have her fall asleep off your boob. And then once you're good at that, baby girl, yeah, he's very smiley right now. Once you're good at that, we're going to try and get you starting to fall asleep in your next to me, which is currently attached to our bed. So you'll still be in physical contact with us. And then we'll detach the next to me and put the little blind thing up so you can see us, but you might not be able to feel us. And we'll slowly start moving the next to me out of the room.
Oh, this is another lovely high from last night of sleeping. It was really sweet. So because it was just me and her in bed last night, obviously I had loads of room.
Yeah.
So I put her down next to me. She's sleeping on her side. And I was sort of on my side facing her. And then she just put her hand on my cheek.
Oh.
I know it wasn't deliberate, but it felt really nice.
Yeah, so let's see. So quick roundup then. My high is the fact that I'm going to have another daddy friend in Reading. Your high is multiple. You've got the on-cheek. You've got the
laughing
voice notes. My funny is farting yourself awake.
Yeah.
Well, screaming and screaming and then farting and then being all right. And you're dribbling loads. Then what was your funny? Yeah.
My funny? I can't remember. Oh, brains. Useless.
Was it the fatty laughs, or was that your another one of your highs?
It's one of my highs. In a good week. You listen to it, you guys know my low.
And then my low was the bathroom floor thud when you kicked yourself out of your little bouncer. And then your low was
vomiting and realizes you can't have my breast milk when it's been gross.
Yeah.
So then I've got like a drawer full of bags of breast milk that are useless. Even if, but I guess if the worst comes to us, we can't sell it and she can't drink it, we'll just keep it for bath times. Just go to the bath. If she gets bad, then I'll get bad.
Or we can save money on top. Okay, now for a quick word from our sponsors. Who am I kidding? We don't have any sponsors. But if you were to leave us some 5-star reviews and maybe some lovely words, we might do. Fuck me, that was desperate. So, have you had any sketch outs this week? Yeah. Did you do any play outs for Mummy?
She's done a couple. Nothing like major. And we did let the people a bit feel like they were a bit like a little bit. It was like a little bit of poop that came out. And I was like, it's not worth me changing a whole baby breath for like a little slither of poop. And then that's probably not great parenting, but that's real parenting.
Try and lose the mic between me and you. Yeah. So my scat chat that was a bit of a low was this morning you went off to the gym. And I was actually meant to be having an interview with my friend who is also due to become a dad soon. So I wanted to do a little interview to add to the podcast. And just before you went to the gym, you were like, oh, I think she's just done a poo. It's a wet one, but I don't think she's finished. So I was like, okay, well, I won't change her yet. So I pick you up. We start going up to then my friend calls and he's like, oh, you ready to go? And I was like, yeah, just 1 minute. Tried to obviously set it up. And it transpires that you can't just record somebody over the phone, because they're worried about you, privacy issues are just randomly recording conversations. So there I was struggling with all the tech while you were kicking off because you had loads of diarrhea in your nappy. And then eventually I kind of just packed it in, changed your nappy. And I was like, okay, that's fine. It's full. It was sloppy and full. And then changed you. And then 10, 15 minutes later, again. But the problem was, because you had been so feisty about the first one, I hadn't sealed the second nappy on properly. Oh. I thought I'd get away with that because she doesn't really do two poos in a row. Usually it's like, oh, it's a piss, it's fine. Mm. And so you then kicked off again and you had poo all down your side. Shit, there's some poo in the bathroom as well.
It's like poo water.
Yeah, because you started diarrhea-ing now, haven't you, with your teething?
Teething. I was trying to say on Instagram about like the teething stages. I think she's at stage number one, possibly. It's like swollen gums.
Okay.
Stage number two, then she becomes
Aggie. Yeah. You're going to become Aggie for us, are you?
Once they've broken through, she's alright. Yeah, she's looking not at the Aggie stage yet. And now looking to start to get swollen. Well, I could stay at this stage for a long time.
We got Nyla bones from the dogs left over. I'll just give you some Nyla bones.
My mum was going to just wait and look for you little razor teeth in front of
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just get her like gum shields. Put little gum shields in for feeding. So yeah, you had a big poo explosion. And so another sloppy one. And I had to change baby grow. So you were very tired by the time Ronnie came back. Because you had done lots of shits and screams, and you're then just like, I'm done with this. I'm exhausted.
I'm quite hungry.
Okay, so here's one about potty training, which you've got coming up. We'll do two on potty training. So this is from Jenny Y on mum.com. One of mine, who shall remain nameless, had a really hard time potty training, especially pooping. Ugh. He was a hider. And there was a rule in pre-K where he went, kids had to be potty trained. He would constantly hide behind the train table in the playroom to poop. And his teacher knew what he was up to every time he went back there. I always felt terrible when I would go to pick him up in the afternoon and saw a plastic bag out in the hallway. Whenever I saw that bag, I knew he had pooped in his pants in the playroom. His teacher just adored him though, so she put up with it. I was mortified. Imagine that, just a little. People struggle so hard to teach their dogs not to do that. Kid poo is so frustrating. Okay, worried about the wrong thing. This is Jane K, again on mum.com. We potty trained V, the old 3-day method. Lock yourselves in the house for 3 days, sort of, with no pants, and then slowly make your way out into the world with underpants on for short periods of time. Our first outing was an early dinner at an Italian restaurant nearby.
That's quite a brave first outing. Yeah. I would have liked a park. There's shit in a park. Who cares?
Yeah. So, our first outing was an early dinner at an Italian restaurant nearby. We were so worried she might have an accident and asked her every 2 seconds if she had to pee. Nope, nope. She did totally fine. No accident. Except that while eating a piece of calamari, her gag reflex got the better of her. And she threw up all over the table. Sadly, she has done this many times in her life. It was just funny because that hadn't even occurred to us. We were so worried about the potty accident possibility. Oh, there you go.
Worry about the long end.
Yeah. We'll go for one more. Jill K, mum of two, the party pooper. We were hosting an outdoor party when my daughter suddenly yelled loud enough for everyone to hear, "I have to go! I have to go!" and proceeded to pull her dress down over her head and pee in the middle of the lawn. Thankfully, the concept of privacy eventually caught on.
I rate that. In fact, if any of our friends' kids do that, I did that, I would rate it. I wouldn't be a lot of the kid pissed on my lawn.
I'd be like, look, fair enough, she announced it. I blame the parents for not having the potty ready.
I wouldn't even be annoyed if they pooed on the lawn, I'd be like, ah.
Yeah, I mean, our lawn gets pooed on by the dog.
I mean, my friend Chloe and her sisters love waiting outside. I remember when I was staying with them after lockdown for a bit, looking outside and Chloe just squatting in the middle of the lawn, just watching me as she wees. Like I'm an adult.
Sure, she's going to be very glad that that's made public.
I don't think she'd mind.
And on that one, we'll say ciao.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Adios.
Hi, my lovelies. Thank you for listening. Can you please like, review, and subscribe to our podcast?